Okay, so there are a number of principles that you find in God's word, not like, okay, principles, but it shows you what God likes to do. Okay, it shows you what God likes to do. When the Bible says that God made man in his own image, it says that in the image of God, he made them. Male and female, he created them. The Bible says that he made them male and female, and then he blessed them and said, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth and subdue it. Be fruitful, multiply. So it seems that God was interested, or God really likes fruitfulness and multiplication. Okay. And when Noah and his sons came out of the ark, it was the same thing, that they should be fruitful and they should multiply and replenish the earth. Okay. So it seems that God has a special interest in fruitfulness and in multiplication. When he brought the Israelites out, it was the same thing. Even before that, the blessings always had to do with multiplication. Like he said to Abraham, in blessing I will bless you, and in multiplying I will multiply your seed as the stars of heaven. That's in Genesis 22 verse 17. And then when Abraham prayed for Ishmael, God said, as for Ishmael, I have heard you. Behold, I have blessed him and will make him fruitful and will multiply him exceedingly. See? And again, he has spoken to Abraham. Genesis 17, it says that in verse 2, I will make my covenant between me and thee and will multiply thee exceedingly. So it seems that God had a special interest in multiplication. Hallelujah. In multiplication. And I'll multiply you. He said that to Abraham on multiple occasions. And Genesis chapter 16 verse 10, he says, the angel of the Lord said unto her, I will multiply thy seed exceedingly, that it shall not be numbered for multitude. You know, this was speaking to Hagar, of course. And we looked at Genesis 17 verse 2. I'll make my covenant between me and you, and will multiply you exceedingly. So that we was talking to who? Abraham. Verse 20, again, he was speaking to Abraham concerning Ishmael. Okay. And then in chapter 22 verse 17, Genesis, again, when Abraham went to offer up Isaac, God answers from heaven and says, in blessing I will bless you, and in multiplying I will multiply your seed as the stars of heaven and as the sand which is upon the seashore. And then he appears to Isaac and says, I will make your seed to multiply as the stars of heaven, and will give unto your seed all these countries, and in your seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. Hallelujah. And then, after he had moved on from Abimelech, the Lord appeared unto Isaac the same night and said, I am the God of Abraham thy father. Fear not, for I am with thee, and will do what? And will multiply you. I am with you and will bless you and multiply you, your seed, for my servant Abraham's sake. Hallelujah. So it's a consistently, you find that God was always interested in multiplication. And when Isaac sent his son Jacob away, what did he say to him? Genesis 28 verse 3, and God Almighty bless you and make you fruitful and multiply you, that you may be a multitude of people. So this is something that God was keen on, multiplication. You find that again, Genesis 35, it says, God said unto him, now he's speaking to Jacob, he says, be fruitful and multiply. A nation and a company of nations shall be of thee, and kings shall come out of thy loins. Hallelujah. So it was one blessing after another. Multiplication, consistently. Multiplication. Okay. So And what happened to Israel in Egypt? The Bible says they multiplied. The more that the Egyptians tried to oppress them, the more they multiplied. Okay, the more they multiplied. When they came into the promised land, what did he say? He said, I will have respect unto you and make you fruitful and multiply you and establish my covenant with you. That's in Leviticus 26, verse 9. Hallelujah. So, and when they were coming into the land, when they were coming to the promised land, Moses in his final speeches to them, what did he say to them? Deuteronomy 7, verse 13, he says, he will love you and bless you and multiply you. Hallelujah. He will love you, bless you, multiply you. Hallelujah. Has he loved us? Yes. Has he blessed us? Yes. Then he multiplies us also. Glory to God. It says that he will also bless the fruit of your womb and the fruit of your land, your corn and your wine and your oil, the increase of your kine and the flocks of thy sheep in the land which he sware unto thy fathers to give thee. Glory to Jesus. Glory to Jesus. And he said that even the commandments that he gave them, all the commandments which I command thee this day shall ye observe to do, that ye may live. Now the Bible says that Christ is the end of the law to the one who believes. So whereas they are to keep the commandments in order to receive, we believe in Jesus and we believe on him and we receive. Hallelujah. So that's why he said that you shall observe to do that you may live. So we believe and live. That's what Jesus said, the one that believes on me, he will never perish. I give him what? Eternal life. So this has been fulfilled in us, that he may live and multiply. He may live and multiply and go in and possess the land which the Lord swore unto your fathers. So whereas they had to obey the law, for us we have to believe, and then the promise materializes unto us. Glory to Jesus. Now when they were coming in again, God had something that he wanted to let them to expect. They have to have what? An expectation. So in verse 13 of Deuteronomy chapter 8, it says, and when thy herds and thy flocks multiply, and thy silver and thy gold is multiplied, and all that thou hast is multiplied. It's almost as if God is, why does he keep repeating it? So why doesn't he just say, your herds, flocks, silver, gold, and all that you have is multiplied? But it's almost as if he wants this to paint a picture for the increase in their hearts and in their minds. He wants them to hear it again and again. So he says, when your herds and your flocks multiply, and your silver and your gold is multiplied, and all that you have is multiplied. So this, to paint the picture that this is what is going to happen. This is what is going to happen. Glory to God. In fact, the verse 12 says, when you have eaten and are full, and have built beautiful houses, amen, and dwelt therein, and your herds and your flocks multiply, and your silver and your gold is multiplied, and all that you have is multiplied. So he was warning them not to forget the Lord in that particular verse there, because he said that these things are going to happen. So pay attention, that you remember that it is the Lord your God that gives you power to get wealth. Power to get wealth. He's the one that gives you what? Power to get wealth. And you go to Jeremiah 30, verse 19. Jeremiah 30, verse 19. He says, out of them shall proceed thanksgiving, and the voice of them that make merry. What will be the result? I will multiply them, and they shall not be few. I will also glorify them, and they shall not be small. He says, I will multiply them, and they shall not be few. He will multiply us, and will not be few. And he will also glorify us, and will not be small. He will beautify us with what? Glory. Hallelujah. 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 Now he says something about David. Jeremiah 33, verse 22, he says that, as the host of heaven cannot be numbered, neither the sand of the sea measured, so will I multiply the seed of David my servant, and the Levites that minister unto me. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. So that is what the scripture is saying. So it's as if our Father, our Heavenly Father, is so keen on multiplication and increase. Be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, subdue it. your silver and your gold is multiplied. You've built goodly houses and dwell in them. And your cattle and your kine are they multiply. So multiplication, I'll multiply your seed as the stars of heaven. Just as the stars of heaven cannot be numbered for multitude, that's how your seed are going to be. And so this is something that you find it many times throughout God's dealing with his people. What's he promising? Multiplication. Multiplication. And I said that in the New Testament, the Bible says that Christ has become the end of the law to the one who believes. So whereas they had to believe, or they had to they had to work. They had to work and obey the law. Then in our case, we have to do what? Believe. We have to believe. So that's a powerful thing. So in the New Testament, we believe. Hallelujah. We believe and then we possess. Christ is the end of the law to everyone that believes. Hallelujah. Now let's go to the book of John chapter 6. John chapter 6. John chapter 6. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Okay. John chapter 6 from verse 1. After these things, Jesus went over the Sea of Galilee, which is the Sea of Tiberias. And a great multitude followed him, because they saw his miracles, which he did on them that were diseased. Why were they following him? Because of the healing miracles, which he did on them that were diseased. The blind saw, the lame walked, the maimed were made whole, the deaf heard, all manner of diseases he healed. So it says that the great multitude followed him because they saw his miracles which he did on them that were diseased. So that's why they followed him, right? Okay. So they followed him because they saw the healings. Now watch what's going to happen. And Jesus went up into a mountain, and there he sat with his disciples. Okay, he sat with his disciples. And then when he sat with his disciples, and the Passover, a feast of the Jews, was nigh. When Jesus then lifted up his eyes and saw a great company come unto him, he saith unto Philip, whence shall we buy bread that these may eat? So he's been performing the healing miracles. He's been healing the sick, casting out devils, raising the dead, performing all these miracles of healing on their bodies. And suddenly, he's switching into something. He says, whence shall we buy bread that these may eat? It says that this he said to prove him, for he himself knew what he would do. He knew what he would do. Philip answered him, 200 penny worth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may take a little. Philip was an economist. One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said unto him, there is a lad here which has 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes. But what are they among so many? So Andrew was an accountant. Then, and Jesus said, make the men sit down. Now, sometimes when people think that Jesus was just going around, oh, please, can you please, will you please? This was not what was happening here. Where it says, make them sit down. It's a word that is power. It actually means force the men to sit down. Okay? Make them sit down. Anyway, that's just, by the way, it's poio, force, make them. Okay, to make them. Now, there was much grass in the place. So the men sat down, in number about 5,000. They said, sit down. Yes, he made them sit down. And Jesus took the loaves. Jesus was in control of his meetings, you know. He wasn't just gliding on a hoverboard. He was in charge. He said, make the men to sit down. And Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed to the disciples, and the disciples to them that were set down, and likewise of the fishes, as much as they would. 5 loaves of bread, 2 small fishes, 2 fishes. He took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, hallelujah, he distributed to the disciples, and the disciples to them that were set down, and likewise of the fishes, as much as they would. What scriptures have we seen so far? Genesis chapter 17, all the scriptures, Genesis chapter 22, all the scriptures that we found, what was he saying to the people, multiply, multiply, multiply. Now what's going on here? Jesus took the loaves when he had given thanks. He distributed to the disciples and the disciples to them that were set down, and likewise of the fishes as much as they would. So you even when the Lord came in, when he came in, you find that multiplication was still on his mind. Hallelujah. He distributed, he took the loaves, gave thanks, and distributed. When they were filled, he said unto his disciples, gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost. That nothing be lost. Glory to God. Therefore they gathered them together and filled 12 baskets with the fragments of the 5 barley loaves, which remained over and above unto them that had eaten. Glory to Jesus. Glory to Jesus. So you find that the Lord was keen on what? Multiplication. 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 And yet, he tells us in Romans 10:4 that, for Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believes. So, the end of the law. It says that the promise was given to Abraham first. The law, which came 430 years later, could not disannul the promise that God had given to Abraham. So the law was given, the Bible says, because of transgressions. And it says that the law that came 430 years after the promise was given to Abraham, that law could not disannul. It couldn't nullify. He couldn't now subject the promise to terms and conditions, because there were no terms and conditions when God gave the promise to Abraham. And it says, wherefore severed the law then? He said it was added because of transgressions, that the seed might come unto whom the promise was given. So it says that the law just came as a schoolmaster to guide those who should, to guide them to the those of us who are to inherit the promise. It just came as a schoolmaster. It could not cancel the promise that was made without terms and conditions shortly, 430 years before. Hallelujah. And then it's telling us now, you know, in Galatians 3:29, that if you belong to Christ, then are you Abraham's seed, and therefore what? Heirs according to the promise. Heirs according to the promise. Heirs according to the promise. And then he's telling us in Romans 10 verse 4 that, for Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believes. He is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone who believes. So when he told them that if they would diligently hearken, he would multiply them, he would increase them, what's going on here is that that scripture has been fulfilled in us, because the Bible says Christ is the end of the law. Jesus said that heaven and earth may pass away. He said that one jot, not one jot or one tittle of the law would pass away until it is all fulfilled. And he is the fulfillment of the law. So he fulfilled that law. All of God's holy law has been fulfilled in Christ Jesus. That's why it says that he wanted to bring both parties and combine them into one body. Those who were under the law and those who were not under the law, by his body on the cross, he made of the twain or of the two one new man. One new man. So that we can inherit the promise by righteousness. Okay, the promise to Abraham was not to according to observing the law, but according to the righteousness of faith. So once that righteousness has been received by us, or has been, of course, because it was given already, once we've received that righteousness, what happens? We possess the promises. We possess the promises. And one of these promises is what? Multiplication. 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 It's right there in the blessing. That's why he said, I will bless you and will multiply you. He said, I have sworn by myself that in Genesis 22, he said to Abraham, blessing, I will bless you, and multiplying, I will multiply your seed as the stars of heaven. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So this has to be something that we expect. This has to be something that what we expect. Now, there's something important I want us to note here. When you go to verse 23 of John chapter 6, verse 23, howbeit, there came other boats from Tiberias nigh unto the place where they did eat bread, after that the Lord had given thanks. You notice that? after the Lord had given thanks. It was the Lord's habit to give thanks. And this was how he multiplied the bread and the fishes, by giving thanks. In this, a similar account in Matthew, this thing in Matthew chapter 15, the Bible talks about in verse 35, he commanded the multitude to sit down on the ground. Okay, so this is the miracle of the 4,000. There's a miracle of the 5,000, the miracle of the 4,000. Okay, so he commanded the multitude to sit down on the ground, and he took the 7 loaves and the fishes and gave thanks. He did what? He gave thanks. So giving of thanks is something that Jesus practiced. He gave thanks. He took the 7 loaves and the fishes and gave thanks and broke them and gave to his disciples and the disciples to the multitude. What did he do when he got to the tomb of Lazarus? The Bible says he gave thanks. He said, "Father, I thank you that you hear me always." So this was the Lord's habit. He gave thanks. When he gave thanks, he multiplied the bread and he multiplied the fish. He gave thanks. So this is something that we are supposed to do. This is something that the Lord expects of us. Giving of thanks. It says, be thankful. The Bible tells us in multiple epistles, it says, be thankful, be thankful. What will be the result of that thankfulness? Multiplication, multiplication, multiplication. As you thank the Lord for his goodness, as you thank the Lord for his grace, as you thank the Lord for the good things that he has showered you with, lavishly splashed on you, what the things that he has put on you, these good things, what will happen? Multiplication. Your silver will multiply, your gold will multiply, your money, yes, your money will multiply, your houses will multiply, your cars will multiply, your family will multiply, increase in honor and glory and splendor and heavenly bliss. Hallelujah. You know, the Lord says something in Luke chapter 6, verse 35. He says, but love your enemies and do good and lend, hoping for nothing again. And your reward shall be great, and you shall be the children of the highest. For he is kind unto the unthankful and to the evil. Unthankful and evil are put together by the Lord Jesus in one sentence. Unthankful and evil. They're probably the same person. The unthankful and to the evil. Hallelujah. So we should not be unthankful, because it is linked together with what? Being evil. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 2. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemous, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy. Do you see that? Unthankful is right there in the list. Can you imagine? Unthankful is there together with lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemous, disobedient, unholy. So thankfulness is something that God expects from us. And as we thank him, oh, there's what? Multiplication. There's increase. Your bread will multiply. Your water will be blessed. Your cattle, your sheep, they will multiply. Your silver and gold will be multiplied. Hallelujah. Your money, whatever currency, will be multiplied. Greater than the force of inflation can catch up with. Hallelujah. So that's what the force of multiplication. And that's what I want to bring to the multiplication. And expect it. And as you give thanks to the Lord, you know what the communion is called? It's called the Eucharistio. It's called the thanksgiving. Because in taking the bread and taking the cup of wine, which is his blood, we are giving thanks. We are giving thanks. Hallelujah. We are giving thanks. And when we do that, the power of multiplication is unleashed upon everything. Hallelujah. Maybe there's one thing that you think is missing here. There's one thing that you think is missing there. But what happens is that as you give thanks, even that which you thought was missing will be supplied. And what is good that is there will be multiplied. Multiplication. Multiplication. The power and the force of what? Multiplication will be unleashed upon everything that you have. Glory to God. Yes. Multiplication. 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 Glory to God. And today that's what we are expecting. Multiplication. The force of multiplication. As we receive the communion, multiplication. Have this in mind. Multiplication. Abundance. Multiplication. He said to them over and over and over, Abraham, I'll multiply you. Isaac, I'll multiply you. Jacob, I'll multiply you. In fact, they appeared to Jacob multiple times. After Jacob had wrestled with him, with the angel of the Lord and besought him by entreaties. When he finally came and camped at Shechem, and then because of his sons, he had to get up and run away. When he was going, God met him again and said, your name Jacob, that name, you will no longer be called Jacob, but you will be called Israel. He said, and then he said to him that I will multiply you. Hallelujah. So multiplication on every side. Every time God came into the picture was always multiplication. And that's what Jesus was demonstrating over there by multiplying the bread and multiplying the fishes. Glory to God. Glory to God. So we are going to partake of the communion with this consciousness. This consciousness of what? Multiplication. Multiplication. As we give thanks, I want to just give thanks to the Lord for the good things that he has supplied for you. He has given you every good thing. I want you to just give him thanks. Father, we give you thanks for the abundance of all good things, for the increase, Lord, for multiplying us. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Making us 1,000 times much more, increasing us on every side. Thank you for every good thing, Lord. The blessing that causes increase. Thank you that that blessing is at work in us. We thank you that we are strong, we are well, we are lavishly supplied. You've given us everything we require. Lord, we bless your name. We praise your name. We honor you. We adore you. We thank you in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. We are grateful, Father. We are grateful. We are grateful. We appreciate you because you are good and kind and you are generous. You are a generous Father. You don't withhold any good thing from us. You give us grace and glory. And you will not withhold any good thing from us. We magnify your name. We bless your holy name. We praise you, Lord. You are worthy. You deserve the glory and the honor. We thank you. We thank you, Lord, for the good things you've lavished on us. Thank you for the gift of eternal life. Eternal life that can never expire. We thank you, Lord, for the gift of righteousness, the free gift of righteousness. We appreciate you, Lord. We thank you for the gift of salvation, the gift of righteousness, the gift of faith. We thank you that faith is a gift that you give to us. That's how we got born again. We appreciate you so much, Lord. Thank you for giving us the gift of your Son. Thank you for giving us the gift of the Holy Ghost. We appreciate you so much, Lord. We bless your name. Thank you for the gift of divine health, Lord. Walking in divine health, irrespective of what's going on in the world. We thank you. We thank you, Lord. We give you praise. And your word, your rich word, that produces for us everything that we require. According as your divine power has given unto us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him that has called us to glory and virtue. Yes, Lord, you've called us to glory and virtue. We thank you. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, wherefore are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, Lord. Thank you for your great and precious promises that by them we might be made partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. We thank you, Lord. Oh, we give you praise. We magnify your name. Today we are grateful. And as we give thanks, Father, we thank you for the force of multiplication that is unleashed upon us today, that is unleashed upon our homes, that is unleashed upon our businesses, that is unleashed upon our finances, that is unleashed upon our careers, that is unleashed upon our families. Thank you for the force of multiplication of everything that is good. We thank you for multiplication. Thank you for adding to us every good thing and multiplying every good thing in our lives. We give you praise, Lord. We bless your holy name. We thank you that we are not unthankful, but we are thankful. We exalt your holy name. As we partake even of the Holy Communion, we say we are partaking with thanksgiving, Lord. And we are seeing the force of multiplication that cannot be stopped. That is greater than any force of inflation, depreciation, depression, any contrary force. The force of multiplication that you unleashed upon us, Lord, is far greater than any of these things. So we give you praise, Lord. We give you glory and honor and adoration in the mighty name of Jesus. We declare that we are participating, Lord, in this multiplication. We are seeing it at work. We give you praise, Lord. We give you praise in the mighty name of Jesus. And you know that even when the Lord gave them the communion, even at that time, what did he do? When he had given thanks, can you imagine? When he had given thanks, he broke the bread and said, take it, this is my body. When he had given thanks, so take your elements, take your elements, take the bread and the cup. Father, we give you thanks for these elements. We declare them sanctified and consecrated for holy use as the body and the blood of the Lord Jesus as we partake of them. And we declare that as we partake today, this force of multiplication is unleashed and bridled in our lives, Lord. It's unleashed and we are seeing its manifestations in wealth, Lord, in wisdom, in stature, in favor, on every side. In the mighty name of Jesus, across borders, we thank you that this force is unleashed in our lives. We give you praise, Lord. The force of multiplication, we thank you, Lord. Even as the Lord himself took the bread when he had given thanks. So now take that bread. Father, we thank you for the body of the Lord Jesus. Take it and break it and eat it. The body of the Lord Jesus. Oh, the body of the Lord Jesus. It multiplies health unto you. Your health is multiplied in the name of Jesus. Every organ, the efficiency is multiplied. They are functioning perfectly in the name of the Lord Jesus. Oh, we give you praise, Lord. Perfect vision, perfect eyesight, organs functioning perfectly. Every organ, internal, external, we give you thanks, Lord, in the name of Jesus. The body of the Lord Jesus. This is my body which is broken for you. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that your body was broken for us. We give you praise in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. The Bible says that in the same manner he took the cup when he had supped, saying, "This cup is the new testament in my blood. Do this as often as you drink, as often as you drink in remembrance of me." And we thank God for the privilege of getting to do this daily and even multiple times a day. Lord, we are grateful. Take the cup. Thank you, Father, for the precious blood of the Lord Jesus that was shed for us. Now we happily partake of his blood and we declare that all the benefits of his shed blood are ours, including, but not limited to, including the benefit, the blessing of multiplication. We thank you, Lord. Take the cup, the blood of the Lord Jesus, drink it. Thank you, Lord, for the force of multiplication that has made us greater and stronger than every adversary. Thank you for the force of multiplication that has made us invincible to the adversary, like you did unto Isaac. The Bible says the man was great and went forward and grew until he became very great. For he had possession of flocks, possession of herds, great store of servants, and the Philistines envied him. And they couldn't stop him. He had become bigger than the nation. I declare that that is our story. In the name of Jesus, we've become bigger than nations, bigger than continents, bigger than whole groups, ethnos, groups of people. You've enlarged our borders and strengthened us, Lord. We give you praise in the mighty name of Jesus. You've put us in a place where there's no enchantment against us, no divination against us. Even now it shall be said, see what God has done. And I declare that that is our story in the mighty name of Jesus. This year we are multiplying on every side. We give you praise in the name of the Lord Jesus. Now take the anointing oil. And in the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus, anoint yourself. You anoint our head with oil. Our cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercies follow us all the days of our lives, and we dwell in the house of the Lord forever. We declare that this is true. This is true in the mighty name of Jesus. This is true. We give you praise, Lord. We give you praise. Truly, you have found David your servant. With your holy oil have you anointed him, with whom your hand shall be established. And your hand is established with us. Your arm also strengthens us. He said, the enemy will not exact tribute upon him, nor the son of wickedness afflict him. This has been fulfilled. This has been fulfilled in our lives. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you, Lord. He said, because I will beat down his foes before his face, and I will plague them that hate him. We thank you that this has been fulfilled in our lives. You defend us. You are our shield and our defense. For the Lord God is a sun and a shield. You beautify us. You glorify us. You defend us. We thank you in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus for the blessing that has been unleashed upon us, the blessing of multiplication that has been unhinged, completely released unbridled, no limitation. This blessing has been released upon us and cannot be hindered. Father, we thank you and we give you praise in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We're going to take up our confession. Let me project it. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We give you praise, Lord. We give you praise. In the name of Jesus. 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 Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We give you praise. We give you praise. We give you praise. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Glory, 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 glory. Let's go to, I think you have it. I'll just read it from my end. It's too tedious locating that. So you'll just say it after me. You say it after me anyway. Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Makola da basata la brande de peke de besata la bahaya. Ikala da baba baba bade. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Bako de besatu la baba de. Ida da baba 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 de. I declare that I am blessed. This year is my best year yet. Hallelujah. This year is my best year yet. I am at rest all around. I am at rest all around. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Now, okay, let me share the screen. I am at rest all around. Goodness and mercy accompany me everywhere. Grace and peace are multiplied unto me. I increase daily in the knowledge of the Father and of Jesus Christ, my Lord. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. I am established in righteousness. Therefore, I am far removed from tyranny and from oppression. But there is oppression of people, devils, circumstances, far removed from tyranny and from oppression. I am God's chosen one for his goodness. God has chosen us for his goodness. I am God's chosen one for his goodness. God has singled me out for favor. Everywhere I go, God has people ready to favor my cause. I am never without help. God has restored to me much more than I ever lost. Wherever my name is mentioned, it is associated with a good report. Wherever my name is mentioned, it is associated with a good report. I dwell in Zion. There is no sickness here. I am well. I am whole. I am strong. Christ is made unto me wisdom. He is my wisdom. I always do the right thing the first time. The Spirit of the Lord is my guide. He guides me away from trouble and always leads me beside the still waters. the grass is green where I am. It means where I am, there's prosperity, there's increase, there's abundance of everything. The grass is green where I am. The grass is green where I am. The Lord is my shepherd. My home is a haven of peace. There is no clamor here. No clamor in your home, no clamor in the street, no clamor in the next door neighbors. Nobody is gathering in your community for any issue. There's no clamor here. Your home is a haven of peace. I dwell in peaceable habitations, sure dwellings, and quiet resting places. I am fruitful. Hallelujah. There is no barrenness in me. My mind is anointed. My eyes are anointed. It says, he shall not see when heat comes. Your eyes are anointed to see good continually. My ears are anointed to hear good news, to hear of opportunities, to hear the instruction of the Lord. Now, my hands are anointed to be fruitful and multiply. What do we talk about today? Multiplication. My feet are anointed. I am the anointed of the Lord. I declare that in the name of the Lord Jesus, this year is my best year yet. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. Glory to Jesus. Glory to Jesus. Glory to Jesus. This year is my best year yet. We thank the Lord. You know, there's something. Yes, I just remembered something. So I had this, it was like a vision. And there was somebody who was having a problem with their chest. It was like one of the lungs. I rebuke that spirit of infirmity in the name of Jesus. I command it to leave you. I command that pain to cease. And in that vision, it was a demonic oppression. It was not just something. It was a demonic oppression. I rebuke that devil. I command you to take your hand off of God's people. Take your hands off in the name of Jesus. And I speak to you, be healed, be whole, be well, be strong in the name of Jesus. Maybe the person is listening at a later time, whatever time you are listening, receive your liberty now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And make sure that you send in your testimony. We talked about being thankful, isn't it? So make sure that you send in your testimony. We thank the Lord. God bless you. Today, what are we expecting? Multiplication on every side. Multiplication in the name of Jesus. The force of multiplication has been unleashed and is working in our lives. We thank the Lord in Jesus' mighty name. We give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Have a glorious day. Glorious day in Jesus' name. Amen. Just splice a portion of it.